This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala nabi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'een. Welcome back. And in this module, we are going to cover what I think is probably the most controversial lecture in this entire series, right? The case for the stay-at-home mom. This video is based on advice that I have given many mothers over the years. And I found that in general, when I give this advice to mothers, initially they react with anger or outrage, and they feel offended. It's not what they wanted to hear. But what I found is that those who tried it out, who took my advice to heart and gave it a try, they had no regrets about doing so. So, if you are someone who looks at this term stay-at-home mom and you think it's a bad word, you think it's oppression, you think it's something negative, all I'm saying is, hear me out. I just hear what I have to say in this video and then make your own choice. All I'm doing is presenting what I believe based on my understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah and the classical works of fiqh and the lives of the Sahaba and the early Muslims, what I believe to be the Sunnah, the natural and the best way to raise children. I'm not saying everybody has to do it. I'm not saying everybody can do it. I'm simply saying this is the best way. Right? So, just hear me out. I know this topic is controversial. I know some people don't like to hear it. Some people don't even like that word. I know that a lot of people tackle this topic in a very blunt and uncaring manner. Don't worry. It's going to be tackled with compassion and understanding and looking at the different situations that people have and how different people will have, you know, different options available to them. But I hope you give this a hearing and think about it, because I really believe that this is the best model of parenting, and Allah knows best. So to begin, this is continuing on our previous topic that we covered in the previous two videos, which is that Islam has gender roles, and it encourages a traditional family structure. This traditional family structure is in danger of being lost in the modern world. A world that encourages individualism, the focus on me, myself, and I, that discourages sacrifice for the sake of the family. A modern world that's all about making money and getting famous and getting what you want out of this world. This world is one where the very idea, I've noticed in some countries, the very idea of a woman staying home and focusing on raising her children is frowned upon. But understand that Islam encourages us to the best of our ability, as much as possible, to have a traditional family structure. It won't be possible for everybody, especially if you are living in the modern world, especially if you are living in a modern culture, especially if you are living in an economy where mom and dad have to work. It's not going to be possible for everyone. But as many people as possible should try to aim for it, and each of us should try to get as close to the model as possible. So what does you think of it like this? The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the model family. The closer you get to that, the more barakah there'll be in your life. None of us are going to reach perfection and get exactly the kind of marriage that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with any of his wives, right? Because of course they were on a higher level than us. But we aim to be as close as possible. So when we talk about the traditional structure that Islam encourages and that has been the norm throughout Muslim history and is still the norm in most Muslim countries today, this structure includes Dad works. He provides, protects, and leads. Mom stays home. She takes care of the home. She makes it a beautiful environment. She cooks home-cooked meal, and she raises her children. Dad's primary focus, working. Mom's primary focus, raising the children. This is the traditional structure. This is something that is clearly seen in the Quran, in the Sunnah, in the lives of the Sahaba, in the lives of the prophets, in the lives of the awliya, of the great scholars, throughout history, in the way the Muslim civilizations were structured as well. If you look at the Abbasid Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Umayyad Empire, they all were structured in a way where a man would work and his wife would stay home and raise the children. Right? This is the ideal that every Muslim should strive for. Now, not everyone's going to hit the ideal, because we live in difficult times and many of us live in difficult situations. Modern society encourages men and women to work, and they tell you to leave the raising of your children to others, the nanny, the schools, the television and media. Let others raise the children. You need to make that money. And there's two levels to this. One is they design the economy such that you cannot support a family on a single salary, forcing both the men and women into the marketplace. And this, of course, means that they get to make more money. They get to hire people at lower salaries. They get to charge more taxes. There's a lot of benefits in this for the governments, right? So it's forced upon people in some situations. In other situations, it's encouraged. It's like it's encouraged in many ways. So, for example, many of the feminist movements portray being a stay-at-home mom as a type of slavery, right? That they, I've literally heard them use the word, you are a slave to your children, or you are a slave to your husband. So they demonize it, and they make it sound like something really evil. But working is liberation. Working is freedom. So hold on, you've got a righteous husband who provides for you everything you need. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about safety. You can focus on raising your children, being in this natural, loving, beautiful environment, raising your children. And you're saying that's slavery, but being forced to work for minimum wage as a cashier at McDonald's, that's freedom. Something's not working out here. Something's not right here, right? There's a clear gap in logic here. And what this really is, this is a propaganda to break the families. If you want to destroy society, you begin by destroying the family. And they are working hard to destroy the family on many different levels. Getting rid of marriage and replacing it with zina. Getting rid of heterosexual relationships and replacing it with homosexual relationships. Encouraging people not to have children or to have as little children as possible. Forcing mom and dad both to work so nobody's at home to raise the children. All of this is part of an agenda to destroy the very roots of family. And what we are seeing in the modern world today is that the family system is in danger of completely falling apart. We have more single, unmarried people today who will never get married than any other point in history. We have more divorces today than any other point in history. We have less children today than any other point in history. We have less happy marriages in the West than any other point in history. Now, a lot of these statistics that I'm giving you are specifically for Western countries like Europe and USA. They may not apply to Muslim countries or Eastern countries, because to some extent, many of them are safe from this fitna, but some of them are not. But aspects of this reach everybody. Aspects of this reach every culture and every community. So here we have a clear clash between what Islam teaches and what modernity teaches. Islam teaches that the ideal situation is dad works, mom raises the kids. Right? And the West teaches that this is enslaving the woman to her husband, and liberation and freedom lies in working. Now, to add to this, there has been in some cultures men who have abused their power. And because of the abuse of their power, this put an entire generation of women off marriage and made them think that they need to work and they need to, you know, be their own boss. So those men are to blame as well for the way they treated their wives. They will be held accountable on the day of judgment, and they also caused an entire generation of women to lose interest in marriage. But understand what I'm talking about here, and hopefully this isn't your case, right? All these cases we mentioned, hopefully this isn't your case. Hopefully, I'm assuming you signed up for a parenting course, so I'm assuming that you are in a happy, functional marriage and you have children, right? So in this situation where you have a good husband who you rely on and who you trust, then wouldn't it be more liberating if you didn't have to worry about the finances? If you could just focus on raising the children while he takes care of the finances? Because really, this new system is not working. It is not working. Society is suffering. It's falling apart. Families are falling apart under this new system. Children are neglected. Children are undernourished. They're undereducated. There's all kinds of psychological problems. Marriages are breaking. Zina is normalized. Addictions are normalized. This system is not working. But what you will find is the more you visit communities and cultures where the traditional structure is still the norm, you will find happier marriages, happier homes, happier children. Because children who have a full-time stay-at-home mom generally grow up happier because they are getting the love and attention that they need. While children whose moms are out in the workplace coming home tired and frustrated, they're not getting that love and attention that they need. Allah created men and women to play different roles, right? So before we move on, I just want to make something very clear. Whenever I talk about this, a lot of people misunderstand. So just to make this point clear, I am not saying that it's haram for women to work, right? I am not saying that. I am not saying that a woman can never work or never have her own source of income. I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying, if you have children who are young, the best thing you can do for them is to focus on them. That is more important than having a career. That's all I'm saying. So let's look at the harms of not being a stay-at-home mom. That if you had the choice, if you had the luxury, if you had the option to be a stay-at-home mom, but for whatever reason, you believe that freedom and liberation lies in working, right? You are unknowingly causing the following harms to your children. Number one, you will not be able to have the same strong, loving bond with your children as someone who is there full time. Unless you're working from home, right? Unless you're working from home, you're not going to have the same bond. I've seen it. In families where mom works full time, there's often a disconnect between mom and child. But in families where mom is a full-time stay-at-home mom, the kids love her to bits, right? I'm not saying it's always the case. There are exceptions, but this is the norm. The norm is when you are a full-time stay-at-home mom, you have more time to play with the kids, to raise them, to cook for them, to listen to them, to talk to them. You have more time to bond with them, right? But if you're working, it doesn't just only affect you during work hours, but even when you're at home, you have to think about work. You're coming home with work stress, with work tiredness, and that affects whatever time you actually have for the children. So the first problem with being a working mom is that you're not going to be able to connect with your child as much as you want to. You always feel like you could be doing more for your child. You could be spending more time with your child. And you're right, you could be. Number two, when you are at work, you are allowing others to shape your child's personality and ideas. And this is especially true for those ladies who, even from the time the child is a baby, they leave them with a nanny or with a daycare center and they go to work. Understanding that that child is not growing up with your ideas, with your beliefs, with your vision. They're growing up based on what those people are teaching them. And so the modern world is designed such that parents don't have much say in what their children learn and what ideas they absorb. And one of the things they do to ensure this happens is to make sure that both parents are so busy working and just making ends meet that they don't have time for their children. And this is why I don't just encourage being a stay-at-home mom, but I also encourage homeschooling. We'll cover that in the next video. But think about it this way, right? If mom's at work and dad's at work and they both are coming home exhausted and they are both not able to give their children time and attention, who is the child spending most of their time with? Netflix, YouTube, video games, school teachers, maybe non-Muslim friends, celebrity news sites. What impact is all of this having on your child? Now, I'm not saying they won't have any interaction with these things if you are a stay-at-home mom. No, they'll still probably interact with all of this. But the difference is, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you have more time for your kids. You have a closer relationship with your kids. You have more conversations with your kids. Right? So what happens sometimes if both mom and dad are working and they're both having a very busy week at work, no one talks to the kids all week long. During that week, your kid could have consumed all kinds of things online and you never had one conversation with them, and all of that is absorbed into their minds. But if you make your primary role staying home and taking care of your kids, and they see something strange on YouTube, or one of their school teachers or school friends says something that contradicts what you taught them, they'll bring it up. During dinner, during family conversations, they'll bring it up. And they'll ask you, you know, this is what my friend said, this is what the person on YouTube said. And then you can correct it. You can explain your side. You can guide them back to the correct understanding. It's important to have these conversations. But to have these conversations, one parent needs to be full-time at home, or at least most of the time at home. If both parents are working 10 hours a day and coming home exhausted, then the kids are not being raised by the parents, right? And their kids are being raised by outside influences. And they'll grow up influenced by these, which often leads to them going astray and deviating. So you will find very often that sometimes parents will come to you all shocked that their son has become an atheist, or their daughter has become a feminist, or the son is gay, or the daughter is a lesbian. And this is more likely to happen in a home where there's no full-time parenting taking place. It's more likely to happen in a home where there's no full-time parenting taking place. So you have to be very careful. And this is the fitna of our times. Really, we are living in a time where this has become the norm. And with this course and with these classes and with these teachings, and we are trying to fight back against the norm and re-establish the natural Islamic way. Simply put, in the long run, if you are not there for your children during their formative years, you will regret this for the rest of your life, because not spending enough time with your children has a negative impact on everyone in the family over the long term. It has a negative impact on their relationship with mom, their relationship with dad, their relationship with each other, and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we really want to risk this? This is why I say that I know this is a topic that people don't like to hear. I know it's not the norm today. I know some people don't have an option. Some people don't have an option. I'll discuss that in the next slide. All I'm saying is, if you have the option, if you have the luxury, if your husband's earning well enough, then what's more important? Spending your child's early years giving them your full time and attention, or making a little bit of extra cash? Think what should be the priority for a Muslim mother. And I firmly believe spending time with your children is far more important, even if it means you live a simpler life, even if it means you don't have that little bit of extra money every month. Now, this is not for everyone, I agree, right? We live in a strange and difficult time. The world is designed such that it's not possible for everyone to do this. I agree. I understand. I'm simply saying, if you have the luxury, consider it, right? If you have the luxury to do so, consider it. And by that I mean if your husband's earning well enough, and if you quitting your job is not going to put your family into poverty or debt, then consider it. You should strive to the best of your ability, right? Every mom should strive to the best of her ability to be a stay-at-home mom, if possible. Now, we know modern society makes this impossible for some mothers. So there are at least three situations where it's not going to be possible to be a stay-at-home mom. And I completely understand. And I'll give some tips for how to deal with those situations instead. So situation number one, the most common norm for Muslims in the West today, is simply the cost of living in the West is so high that it's become impossible to survive on a single income. And many households today depend on both mom and dad's income just to get through the month. In this case, I understand that mom and dad both have to work. They don't have a choice. So you have to find other ways to make up for lost time with your children. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be optimal. It's not going to have the same results. But you do the best you can with your situation. Now, for dads, there is a solution to this. If you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to be different, if you're willing to step outside the box, there is a solution, right? And I know many dads who've done it. I myself have done it. And that simply means going above and beyond on your end to earn money. So when I was in my 20s, just to ensure that my wife could stay home and raise our four children on her own, full time, without having to worry about making money, at one point in time, I was working two jobs and running two businesses. I would work 12 to 16 hours a day if I needed to, just to ensure that my wife could focus on raising the children. A lot of men don't want to do that. They want to work a simple 8 to 5, come home and watch TV, and they don't want to put any more effort than that. They'd rather have a working wife than aim high. I'm saying if you want a wife who is a full-time stay-at-home mom and you're living in the West, you have to work harder. Have some kind of side hustle. Maybe have an online business or a second job that you can work from home. Have something that supplements your income so that slowly over time your wife doesn't need to work anymore. So that you are, over time you'll be earning enough. This is what you can do as a dad. As a lady, there are ways around this as well. And one way to deal with this would be, for example, if you could get a remote job. So if you could persuade your organization or company to let you work from home, that will allow you to be close to being a stay-at-home mom. Now, it won't be the same because often you'll be distracted by your work and you won't be able to give your kids the same level of attention, but it's still better than not being there at all, right? Or you could apply for a job that's a part-time job or a half-day job. So at least you are at home more than dad is. So you're at least home long enough, you know, to spend quality time with your children. But of course, not everyone's going to be able to do this. I understand there are some situations or a lot of situations where unfortunately both mom and dad have to work 8 to 10 hours a day and they have no way out because the cost of living is so high and the salaries are so low. In that case, I simply say may Allah help you and give you a way out and open up the doors for you. But don't give up. Don't give up. Think creatively. There could be a solution. Maybe you just need to switch to working online or start your own business from home or do something. There could be a way out. And may Allah help you find a way out. The second situation where it will be impossible to be a stay-at-home mom is if mom's job is crucial to society. So in general, I do not encourage women to work unless they are working in a field where it's important, right? So we need female doctors, we need female nurses, we need female teachers, we need female counselors. There are a lot of other areas as well, but these are the four main ones. Like these are necessary for society to function well. So if mom is a doctor, there's no way she's going to be a stay-at-home mom, right? But I know a doctor who works only 4 hours a day. Why? Because her number one priority is raising her children. So she found a way around it. She has her own private practice. It's open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's it. The rest of the day she's with her children. So I know a doctor who made this work, who put staying home and raising her children as a number one priority while still being available to the community as a doctor, right? Likewise with teachers. Teaching is a half-day job in many cases, right? And you could take on a lighter teaching schedule or maybe an online teaching job. There are many online schools, there are online universities today that allow you to work from home and teach. You could do that instead. But at the end of the day, we do need female teachers, right? Especially for the lower grades, for smaller children, women make better teachers than men for that age group. That's just a fact of life, right? Same with counseling. Women need female, righteous, Muslimah counselors to go to. You don't want to send your wife to a non-Muslim counselor or a male counselor, right? So, you know, again, this is something you could arrange to have an office at home where you just do counseling for 4 or 5 hours a day and the rest of the day you focus on your kids. So there are ways around it. But the point is, I understand that these jobs are important to society. They are necessary to society. So if you're working one of these jobs, yeah, you're not going to give it up. You're not going to like not be a doctor for 10 years, right? That's just not the way it works. But you could switch to working from home or working a lighter schedule or working your own hours, working remotely. You could do something like that. But of course, you wouldn't be a full-time stay-at-home mom, but you could get as close to it as possible. And the third case is obviously a single mother who has no other means of provision, widows and divorced moms. May Allah make things easy for you all and open up the doors of goodness for you all, and open up the doors of righteous income and protection for all of you. It's a very difficult situation. Many, many women are in it. I know when my dad was murdered, my mom was only 27 years old with 4 kids. She started an Islamic school, so she had a source of income so she could take care of us. She had to run a school while raising 4 children. It wasn't easy. It's not something I'd wish upon anyone, but she tried her best, and alhamdulillah, I am who I am today thanks to her. And this, that to me, that shows it is possible to work and to still prioritize your children, right? That it's not easy, but it's possible. So if you are a single mom and you have no other source of income, you have to work full time. That is your test. Allah has put you in a different test from other people. And you need to do the best you can. Maybe Allah will open the door for you to marry a righteous man who will take care of you and your children so you can stay home. That is possible. If that's what you want, make dua for it. Or maybe you may have to just find a way to balance. Find a way to work and to raise your children at the same time. There's no easy options for dealing with this. Now, I must also mention here that this problem is a uniquely Western problem. In a classical Sharia land, this problem should not exist. Why should this problem not exist in a Muslim country? Because Islam has a system to ensure that every woman is taken care of financially so she doesn't need to work. The wilaya or the guardian system of Islam is designed to ensure that no woman has to work, that women are taken care of. So Islamically, if a woman is divorced or widowed, her dad or her son or her brother needs to take care of her financially. Unfortunately, there's no way to enforce this in the West. And many Western Muslim men don't care and they don't get involved in this, and they leave these women on their own and they are forced to take care of themselves. But understand that this is not because of Islam. This is because of how the Western system is structured. The Western system is a very individualistic system. Every person for themselves, right? They don't have these systems of caring that are found in the Sharia. The Sharia is a system of caring, right? Everyone's basic needs are taken care of. And beyond that, you can, you know, do extra to raise your status, right? But Islam would not allow a woman to be in this situation. If Muslims were in power and they had a proper Islamic leadership system, a woman would not be in this situation where she has to work to provide for her family. Either her father or her brother or her son or the state itself would take care of her. That's the last resort. The state itself would have a waqf that takes care of single moms so they can focus on raising their children. So this is a uniquely Western problem. It's the same with the issue of needing two incomes. Most Muslim countries, even today, have designed the salary structure such that the man's salary is enough so mom can stay home and raise the children. Right? But the Western system is purposely designed to force everyone to work. In some countries, it's so bad that mom and dad both have to work two jobs each just to get through the month. So some solutions to this, right? Number one, always try to get as close as possible to the sunnah. So if you can't be a full-time stay-at-home mom, try to increase the amount of hours you spend with your children and decrease the amount of hours you spend working. You could choose to work remotely. You could choose to work shorter hours, to work part-time. You could choose to make up the time you spend with your kids on the weekend. Whatever the case may be, remember, you cannot neglect your children. Neglecting your children's upbringing will have long-lasting negative repercussions in your life. You need to make that your number one priority. And another solution I would propose is to consider hijra. That if living in a certain country has made it very difficult to practice Islam and do things Islamically, and you have the option to move to a Muslim country or a country with a cheaper cost of living or a more traditional lifestyle, take it. Take it, because that will open the doors for you to be able to do a much better job. Right? Don't force yourself to live in a country where the system is designed against you. So consider making hijra if that door is open. So again, a reminder that in Islam, the ideal is that mom stays home and raises the kids and dad works and provides for the family. But we said an ideal is not always possible to achieve, especially in the modern world. Some economies are designed such that both have to work. Some jobs are important for women to do, like our doctors and our teachers and our counselors. And some women are single moms. They have no choice. They need to work because the state or their family does not take care of them, even though Islamically they should. Right? So in all of these situations, you do the best you can, and may Allah help you and open the doors for you to achieve your goals. But understand that you are losing out on precious time with your children when you are forced to work. Life is give and take. If you are at work, you are not with your children. If you are with your children, you're not at work. Right? You're losing out either way. You're losing out on money or you're losing out on time with your children. That's how this world is. Everything we do is a trade. Everything we do, we are giving up something for something else. So it really boils down to what is most important, and it boils down to being creative and finding creative solutions. I know of some women, their creative solution was working remotely. For others, it was starting a business from home. For others, the man took over. He said, you stay home and raise the kids. I'll do whatever it takes to provide for the family. And he started running multiple businesses or working multiple jobs or doing both. Again, every family is different. But be creative. Don't feel like because the Western system is designed in a certain way, I have to live like them. Don't do that. Right? Try and figure out a way to do what is best for your children. So, does this mean women shouldn't work? No, it doesn't mean women shouldn't work. But what I would say is that women don't need to work, right? And work is overrated. Work is overrated. Us men, we're all trying to retire early. We're all trying to make some money so we can retire early and just focus on family and dawah and serving the deen. Nobody likes to work. That's a false dream you've been fed by the West, that work is liberation and work is freedom. No, it's not. Work is slavery. Work is boring. Right? Work is time consuming. It's exhausting. It's stressful. It's not freedom. even men don't want to work, but it is our duty as the providers for the family that we have no choice. We have to work. But the average man you speak to, his goal is, I'm earning and working towards a certain amount of money. And once I have the money, I'll be financially free, and then I don't need to work for anyone else ever again. Right? Men want financial freedom so they can provide for their families without having to be enslaved to somebody else. So don't think that working is freedom. Now, I know some people get joy from working. That's not the average job, but that's like, if your work is something that brings value to society, they understand, you get joy from that, right? Teaching, you know, writing books, being involved in, you know, charity organizations. This kind of work actually brings joy to the soul because it brings value to society. So I understand wanting to do that kind of work with your life. So this is the advice that I would give moms who want to work but also want to be stay-at-home moms. This is my advice, right? My advice is get married young, have your children young. Once you have your children, tell yourself the next 10 to 15 years, I'm focusing on my children. Once my children are grown up, I'll go back to work. Right? Once my children are grown up, then I'll go back to work. I believe this is the best way to find some balance. That if you really want to work and you really want to be a stay-at-home mom, then take a 10 to 15 year break in which you focus on raising your child, and then you go back to work for the rest of your life because your kids are grown up, they don't need you anymore, and you can now focus on what you want to do with your life. However, I have a hunch that if you do this, somewhere down the line you realize that you don't need to work, you don't want to work, and you actually enjoy being a stay-at-home mom, right? In the meanwhile, your husband will be raising up in the ranks to such a level where you won't need to work anymore, right? Because he will, inshallah, be increasing with his salary with each passing year. Inshallah, he'll be working his way up because he wants to provide a better life for you and the kids. And you reach a point where you realize, I don't need to do this and I enjoy being at home. But at least for the first 10 years of your child's life, if you can, stay home and focus on raising them. That time goes by so fast and you miss out on so much if you are focused on a career instead. So what are the benefits of being a stay-at-home mother? Number one, it is natural. It is the fitrah. It is the way Allah created you. Allah knows what is best for us. And whatever Allah has prescribed for us is what is best for us. So Allah has prescribed for us that men work and women raise the children. This is best for everybody, for mom and child, and for the husband. When you stay home, you will find that you will live a more natural lifestyle. You will become more feminine. You will become more happy, more loving. You will have more love to give because you're not stressed out about work and money and your boss and your deadlines. No, your focus is you and the kids. A far more happier thing to focus on. And this is better for your mental health. Number two, it will free up time to focus on your children. So you can give the best of yourself to your child. Now, if you are working and raising your children, you often don't have the best of yourself to give to your child. You come home tired. You come home frustrated. You come home with work baggage and with work stress. And your boss might be messaging you at home and telling you to meet your deadlines for tomorrow. What's left to give to the child? Right? What's left to give to the child? This is why dads already are spending less time with the children. Do we really want both parents to be spending less time with the children? No. Right? If you are a stay-at-home mom, your number one priority is your children. Beyond that, you know, maybe cooking and taking care of the house and making the house beautiful and serving the community and, you know, hanging out with your friends or whatever it is. But number one is your kids. You give them the best of yourself. You give them your full attention. You're not stressed out and distracted by other things outside the home. They are your number one priority. They benefit from this. You benefit from this. Number three, it leads to stronger bonds that last for a lifetime. The bond between the mom who has sacrificed so much for her children, that she gave up a career to stay home and raise her children, that she spent 10 to 15 years, 20 years maybe, where her sole focus was her children, the bond between her and those children becomes unbreakable. And also the bond between her and her husband, right? Because he will appreciate it. He will appreciate what she is doing for the children. And even between husband and wife, this leads to a more loving relationship. I have noticed that often when husband and wife are both working, they don't really have any clarity on who does what and who's the leader of the household. And they both are coming home with work stress, and they are both coming home exhausted, and neither of them have the best of themselves to give to each other or the children. And this takes a toll on the marriage, and it takes a toll on the relationship with the children. But if mom is focused on raising the children and dad is focused on work, it also brings peace to the father's heart. That he knows mom's at home, the kids are fine, right? The kids are get taken care of, the kids are in good hands. And this increases his love for his wife, and it increases his appreciation for her. Especially in this day and age when many women don't want to do this, men value women like that even more. Number four, you become your child's primary defense against outside influences. If you are a full-time stay-at-home mom, you have an eye on the kids. You know what they're watching, you know what they're reading, you know who they're interacting with, who their friends are, what they heard at school. And you are able to intervene, you are able to offer advice, you are able to give counterpoints, you are able to stop things from going too far. But, you know, I've seen cases where because mom and dad are so distracted and busy with the work life that they don't even know that their kids are committing zina or addicted to drugs or anything like this because they have no interactions. They have no time to interact with their kids. And as a result, by the time they find out, it's too late. By the time they find out, this has been going on for a long time. So be very, very careful about that. Really, one of the benefits your family will get from you being a full-time stay-at-home mom is that you will be able to counter all of this. And finally, the main benefit of being a full-time stay-at-home mom is that it provides the best scenario in which a mother can fulfill her responsibilities and raise her children optimally. At the end of the day, mom has a higher status than dad because she puts more time into parenting. If you are a full-time stay-at-home mom, you now have the time and the ability to do this to the best you can. And this allows you to give it your absolute best shot at parenting. That you have no distractions. You have nothing in your life that's a priority over your children. This becomes your number one goal. This becomes the most important thing in the world to you. Raising your children. So I hope this presentation, at the very least, got you to think about it. And hopefully it convinced you that this is the best move. Again, in this day and age, being a stay-at-home mom is a luxury. In the past, it was the norm. But these days, a lot of women don't have a choice. They have to work. Allah make it easy for them. These days, many men are lazy. They don't want to fulfill the role of qawwam. May Allah guide them and make them more manly. We live in a strange time. And we live in a time where just having the option to be a stay-at-home mom is so rare. It means having a good husband who provides well and who you trust enough to handle all the finances of the house so you can focus on the children. And that's a beautiful thing to have in your life. It means that your husband's earning well enough that you don't need to earn anything. And that was the norm for the bulk of human history. And it's still the norm in some countries. But in other countries, it's a luxury. It means having an option that other people don't have access to. Don't give in to this propaganda that stay-at-home moms are useless or not beneficial to society. This is Western propaganda. Raising children is the most important job. And because we have a generation who were brainwashed into thinking that it's not important, we now have a generation of so-called adults who are not equipped for the real world, because dad was absent and mom was working. But if dad could go back to playing his role in the children's life, and if mom could make raising them her number one priority, we could go back to having a civilization where children grow up happy, wholesome, healthy, and performing at the optimal, because they are getting what they need from both mom and dad. So think about it. Try your best. If you have any questions, if you are stuck in a unique situation that I didn't mention, if you're looking for a way to do this but you're not sure how to do it, and you need some advice, feel free to reach out. I hope you found this beneficial. Take some time to think about this. And in our next video, I'll give you something else to think about, and that is homeschooling. So I'll see you then. Jazakallah khair wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.